You know, baby, I'm here for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. What's that, baby? Blue panties? For me? Oh, baby. That's so sweet of you. Let's take a call now from my kittens. Hi, you're on Rocco Pandolini.
I want to hear Bing Blue.
You know, baby, every time you come to the door, I see you, I can't get enough of you. And then you slip off that beautiful little camisole you're wearing. Ooh, yeah, your skin is so soft and sassy. I dig it. I dig it a lot. All right, let's take a phone call. Hey, you're on the air with Rocco Pandolini, baby. What I do for you?
Rocco, you gun my engine, and I want to hear Joe Tex. Who take a woman with skin? I'm 79. You bring the lumber, I'll bring it.
God. It hurts, baby, when you love me that good. You know, you love me that hard, baby. It hurts, yeah. But you know what? I'm Rocco Pandolini, and I can take it. All right. Let's take a phone call.
Well, if you screw me this time,
I hurt.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, man. Anybody come at you yet? Because I've seen your picture on a website. And I love you. I'm in love with you, Mr. Pandolini. And
I gotta go to a
song.
Yeah, your voice is cracking now. See, you know why? Because of love you can feel all the way from San Quentin to you. I may be dirty and grimy and greasy and ugly. And I know a lot of people look at me and say, man, you are ugly. I got one scar running through my left eye, no eyeball. But, man...
Okay, it's,
And our webcast, in other words, you have to have a backstage pass. You can see us doing the show tonight, how I do, what I do, etc. And also, I guess probably the extra added bonus that I didn't think about, people can hear me screening the calls. Harry is also screening in another room. What we're going to do is we're going to play a flashback. And forgive me, those of you listening on the air, only on radio, but I'm speaking to my webcast people. It's like once every month we'll be doing this. During our flashback, we will pan the camera around the studio. You'll see Harry in there. You'll see Mark. You'll see the board and what our studio looks like. And we will do that while we're running this flashback. And here it is. It's from Pamela. And she says, Phil, could you find it in your heart to play The President Wants His Daddy by Mr. Dozier? Or put that on the site. I would love to hear it. Thanks for giving Miami props, Pamela. You got it, Pamela? Here it is. And it's from our Best of the Year 2003 CD. It's Vernon Dozier, The President Just Needs His Dada. President Bush may have an issue about his father. He may not. I personally, and I'm not saying I agree with whether we ought to go to Iraq or not. I personally think we should, but this does not color my opinion. He may or not may not be right about going to Iraq, but I do not believe that it's motivated by any need to prove something to his father. I think it's motivated mostly by a need, a foreign policy need to control terrorism.
Oh, that is such the party line, though, Phil. I mean, he's dragging 250 million Americans in his healing process with Dada.
Jesus, man, you really... I just heard the way you said that.
The way I said what?
Da-da.
Because that's exactly what it is. And I will never be tied to the apron strings of my papa. And I will never be tied to the apron strings of my nana. The way George Bush Jr. is. He's tied to his mama. And I'll say it again, and you can laugh if you want to. I think he's tied to his da-da.
Well...
I really honestly do. And if the president were really honest with the American people, he wouldn't speak of the former George Bush as an ex-president. He'd just say, I was on the phone to my papa last night, and he was telling me a few things.
Really?
Yes. I know you think it's funny, but I think we've got a lot of lives at stake here, Phil.
No, I know there's a lot of lives at stake. I don't think it's funny.
I really don't mean to be funny, Phil. I really want the American people to hear me. President George Bush Jr. is going to drag a lot of men into their death because he's trying to prove something to his parents, whether it's to prove his manhood to his men. Mommy.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it's to prove something to his... Father, I really think it's important
1-800-449-8686. Here is Amy. Hi, Amy.
I think he's wrong, and I think he's an idiot. And
An idiot?
I think that he is bringing his emotions to the United States against our president. That I'm a Democrat, and I did not vote for Bush, but he is our president, and he is destroying our collective wishes that our president take care of Iraq.
Well, now
Iraq has terrorized us, and we really should pay him back.
That's an interesting comment, Amy. Vernon, how do you respond to that?
Well, Amy, my feeling is if George Bush Jr. didn't spend most of his time in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble looking for heal the dada within books, we may not be on the brink of war. I mean, I had to get Mama to change Georgie dirty smelly diaper.
Oh, you're really belittling the president.
Well, Amy, don't you agree
right,
with that?
And I'm not really going to be participating, but thank you all.
Well, all right, ma'am, but just remember, when the president goes, boo! Somebody has to clean it up.
Here is Brad. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
I kind of agree with Vernon here a little bit.
Thank you.
I believe George Jr. is just doing a job that his daddy couldn't finish. For example, we knew...
Well, wait, but I don't want him to finish the job. I don't want him to finish the job. George wants his papa to see him ride the big bike with two wheels.
Well, I believe that might be part of it. Like, hey, Dad, look at me. I can do the job.
Exactly. Exactly.
I believe that's exactly what it is.
Hey, Daddy, look at me. I'm on the big bike with the two wheels, not the training wheel. Jesus.
Exactly.
Jesus,
I'm a big man now. I'm where you are. I can do it better than you can do
it. Wait a minute, you guys. Are you trying to tell me that the President of the United States would put 250 million Americans on the brink of perhaps
global war? Look at all
that's
that.
Right.
We don't talk about Gaddafi. We don't talk about Castro.
Right.
All we talk about is Hussein.
Hussein. Morning, noon, and night.
If he finished the job,
wouldn't
have to do it.
Morning, noon, and night. All I ever hear about is Saddam Hussein because George Bush is in the White House and he called up and he said,
Daddy, I gotta go get Hussein.
What is it with you, man?
And I'm sorry that I have to be sarcastic.
Sarcastic doesn't even begin to describe what you're being. You're being insultful, insightful. You're being rude to a president.
Oh, well.
Papa, watch me. I go poo and bowl.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Is that right?
That's right.
I go poo and bowl, not in panty day.
Oh, shut up. God. There you go. That's our flashback request. It's from our Best of 2003 CD. And it's Vernon Dozier here on the Phil Hendry Show. And I wanted to just mention that we're going to be...
Well, he's right. That bit could have been cut in half.
Oh, well, get a load of you, the producer. Isn't that nice? The bit could be cut in half. Really, Brad? Bud, you want to...
My name isn't Brad. God, what a turd.
You called me a turd?
You call me Brad.
I misspoke you, Jackball. Are you some kind of a critic?
No, you could have cut the bit in half. Save half the production cost.
All you're doing is repeating what he's saying. I'll do the bit any way I want to do it, and if I want to drag out the dad thing, I will, because I happen to have been enjoying that bit. I was laughing my ass off.
At the end, how come you were chewing on a straw and looking at your watch?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Now, if you'll just pardon if you'll indulge us, those of you who are not watching the webcast, I want to talk to people that are. And we have a few of them hanging on the line right now. Here's Cindy. Hello, Cindy. And good evening and welcome to our webcast.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
This is awesome. You have no idea. My husband, when I met him at University of Illinois in Chicago, the first thing he ever did to me, we were in the car. He was played a tape of you in Miami.
Uh-huh.
At WICD. And I just fell in love. And we've been watching you forever and listening forever. It's so awesome.
You're checking out the webcast now. Now, you'll notice...
I'm checking out the webcast with you and the telephone. It's so cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You notice that we're not in sync right now, right?
Yeah, you're like, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds ahead.
You and I are 20 seconds ahead of what's happening.
It's so incredible.
For instance,
awesome.
Looking at the...
With you and the phone, it's unbelievable.
With you looking at the screen right now, what am I doing?
You're still talking to somebody.
Oh, it might be you. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right, hold on.
well, very cool.
Maybe a coffee in your hand. You're taking a sip.
Yeah, I got a couple of Starbucks. You can see here. I have my Michelle always gets me my two Starbucks, which some kind of a sick thing. I don't know what. And then I have. You can see my Diet Coke there.
And I thought it was a Red Bull.
Yeah, the Red Bull. Well, Red Bull tastes like
ass.
That's right, bud. Thank you. Now, you see all the blinking lights there? Those are the lines that are on hold.
Yeah, I see that.
Do you see our Phil Hendry sign behind us?
I do, yes, in the right-hand corner, the Phil Hendry sign. There's some kind of black, I don't know, window-y thing behind you.
Ask her if this is Fran Bennett.
Why do you think it's Fran Bennett?
Wait, now you're drinking coffee again.
It sounds like a guy
doing... Well, you're holding up the two of the coffees.
It sounds like a guy doing a woman's voice.
Are you a guy doing a woman's voice? Bud wants to know.
Am I guy doing a woman's voice?
Yeah.
No.
All right, now let me ask you something, and then we're going to move on.
Okay.
Where are you calling from, Cindy?
Chicago.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Okay. Real cool. What part of town? Because Harry Shelley, our screener, our associate producer, is from Chicago. The guy you talked to before you came on the air?
Yeah.
Harry's a Chicago native. What part of town are you from?
We are actually right in downtown on the 48th floor. I can see the Sears Tower and everything.
Is that what is that, Harry? Is that Bayshore or something down there?
Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive?
What building?
No, we're in Presidential Towers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Right
in the
outside town, I can see everything. Very cool.
Sight. Good to talk to you, Cindy.
Great to talk to you, too.
All right.
Keep talking. You're awesome.
Bye. What do you mean? Is that a guy doing a woman's voice?
Well, you know, I just think it's wonderful.
She's a nice lady. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's move on here. We got people who are watching our webcast tonight, our first ever three-hour webcast. And we will be doing more webcasts. And, you know, Mark moved the camera around the room a little bit. But in the future, we're going to have a camera. We're going to, like four permanent cameras in this. Three permanent cameras. It'll be like a three-camera sitcom. Speaking of, I have news about Fillmore Middle. No comment. Read between the lines. All right. Hi, Steve.
Yes.
You're on the air, sir. How are you?
Hey, Phil, how you doing? This webcast is awesome.
You digging it? What do you
like? You look like you're having fun. At the same time, you look like you're really stressed out.
Yeah, you're right. It's nothing could be a better description. You're absolutely right. I really like it when it's going well, and when I don't think it's going well, yeah, I stress a little bit. What was I doing that appeared to be like I was stressed out?
Just a lot of fidgeting and looking back and forth.
Okay. All right.
And you also, I had no idea that you screened your own calls in between, during the break.
Well, Harry screens most of them. I give him a hand during the break. I'll screen a lot of them because, as you know, the way we screen our show is pretty brutal. I mean, we got to get through a lot of calls, and one guy doing it, you know, I try to give Harry a hand so he can take his time with some of the calls, and I'll get through some of the people who are just jackballs trying to crank the show, you know. And that
right.
way we can get, you know, a good quality call up before the break is out, yeah.
Well, my favorite part is when you pick up the phone, you say, Phil Hendry Show, and then somebody says something, and you say, nobody cares about that, man. Goodbye.
That's right. Logan, you there?
My grandpa...
Is this Logan?
My grandpa says that we should not close Guantanamo Prison, but open another prison there and put all the chinks and coloreds in it. And my grandpa said...
Oh, hold on, Logan. You call me all the time, and your grandpa says, can I talk to your grandfather?
Don't say anything. Just keep talking.
My grandpa says that California has 4 earthquakes in a week, and hopefully the next one will dump all the gays in the ocean. And my grandpa...
Okay, Logan, I want to talk to your grandpa.
Ignore him. Keep going.
My grandpa says that he won't take me to see the new Batman movie because... I can see a big, ugly, black bat on TV for free with Condoleezza Rice is on. And my
okay, thanks. My grandpa says, there's Logan, 1-800-449-8686. Lindsay, hi. Lindsay.
Yes, hi.
How are you? How you doing?
Oh, Phil, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm here in sunny Florida.
Oh, cool. How's the weather there, man? Is it like hurricanes?
No, you would be jealous. We're 90 degrees and 100% humidity right now.
Yeah, that's hot. That's hot. You in Miami?
I am. Actually, I'm just on the east side of Tampa.
All right. Great.
Yeah, and I love the cam. I have to tell you, it's super cool to watch you. And, yes, you are slightly ahead. And the reel is wonderful, and the windows is not really working.
Everybody's saying... Windows sucks, man. You know, when I tried to get... we had a 360-degree webcast we did a couple of years ago, and Windows was jumpy, and it just looked crappy, and everybody likes the real player. Looks really cool. Are you able to get a good-sized picture? I mean, is the thing clear?
When it's smaller. When I click it up, I am losing your picture altogether, and it shows more like photos when it's full screen.
You know, we have been messing with the lighting in here all week to make sure that the lighting's right. But just to say, are you looking at it right now?
Actually, no? I'm not near the computer this half second, but when you got darker, I felt it was a little too dark.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm just pointing out behind me is actually a window, which is behind me is a window that I'm pointing. Well, people can't see me pointing yet, but they will see me point in about 30 seconds to the neighborhood that's called Sherman Oaks right behind me. But what you're seeing reflected in the screen is my monitor, which has all the calls on it. But there's overhead lights, and we were messing with them to make sure that it didn't get too hot.
Yes.
So that it looked okay on the computer. But everybody says the picture looks cool, so I'm very happy.
Oh, you're just a blast. I love that you laugh at yourself, and it's fun to laugh with you instead of listening to commercials, because I love you so much.
Well,
and let me tell you, can I just tell you, I am one of your Bobby Margaret fans, and I've actually emailed you, but a long-time listener.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I've listened just, I think, since 2001.
Oh,
and Margaret cracks me up every time, but I love Bobby, too.
Yeah, they're freaks. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and we do enjoy doing this show. The bottom line is, if we don't think it's funny, then how could we possibly expect anybody else to like it, you know? So that's why you will see, from time to time, a lot of fart humor introduced, because, oh, we can't think of anything funny. Let's just make a fart humor. There we go. Ha, 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 you know.
But, Phil, can I tell you one other thing?
Okay.
You were calling yourself ugly, and I don't think you should do that, and I'm 5 years younger than you.
Oh, you're sweet.
And I just want to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that Tom Cruise looks really stupid jumping on sofas and off with his young girl, and you talked about Michael Jackson, and I sent you an email saying, you know, at least you look so much better than he does right now.
I look better than Michael Jackson. I do. I get
yes,
that.
Yes, and you need to keep telling yourself mentally, yes, I'm hot, I look great, I'm doing well, okay?
Okay, all right, cool, I'll do it. All right, Lindsay, thank you so much. Thanks for calling us tonight.
I've really enjoyed listening to you. Thanks so much,
Thanks.
Phil.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So she's in Tampa. All right, so we got the three corners of the earth covered there. 1-800-449-8686 if you're watching the webcast tonight, and this is our first of many webcasts that we'll have. And we're on the internet right now. If you have a backstage pass, you got to have a backstage pass. Now it's a little late, but you can still get one, because you can watch the webcast on demand. And I had a lot of email from people saying, if I'm not at the radio, if I'm not at my computer, 7 o'clock Pacific daylight, 10 o'clock Eastern, can I still see it? I said, yes, you can. It'll be archived. It'll be available on demand. So not a problem. All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Sir, I'm told that you are... Are you watching our webcast?
I'm outside of the Popeville Hair Salon.
Okay, so you're not even watching our webcast.
Sir, I don't know what you mean by a webcast. All I know is that I am going to do what I told the gentleman.
Well, but Bud told me that you want to ram your Oldsmobile into this hair salon.
I want to hurt someone?
What happened?
Tell him get out of there, because I'm ramming the car.
Sir, stay with me. What happened?
My wife asked me to get a haircut, and I went to the salon, and they gave me, I think I looked queer. I'll kill him.
All right, hold on. Bud, did you get the cops?
Yeah, I did. I got the police on the line.
All right. Who are you going to kill?
Tell him to get out of there.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, what happened?
I thought I just told you, sir. I got my hair done, and I look like some kind of fag.
I have the police. They got the police.
Okay, the police are there?
Yeah.
Sir, so you got a haircut that looks gay?
A little bit. The Brady Bunch perm, and I will kill.
All right. What happened, Bud?
Line went dead.
The line went dead?
Yeah.
The last thing I heard was, the Brady Bunch perm, I will kill.
Yeah. But the police are there, and they got it under control.
All right, let me go to Rich. Now, Rich is listening in Sicily. Am I right about that, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Right here, Sicily. Sigonella, Sicily.
Now, brother, you're in the Navy, right? U.S. Navy?
Yep, U.S. Navy.
That is solid. I mean, that's that's pretty interesting. So what time of day is it in Sicily?
Let me check my cell phone here. It's 653.
And you obviously listen to us online, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching you. I'm actually watching you online. We can't pick anything like this out here.
What do you mean? What do you mean you can't?
I mean, we don't have radio here. I mean, but it's military. But, yeah.
Now, Rich, I just interested in the delay. What am I doing right now? I mean, am I syncing up at all, or is it pretty far behind?
It's about 20 seconds.
20 seconds? That's pretty good, man.
It's not bad.
What are you checking it out on, Windows or Real Player?
Real Player.
So, and you're in the U.S. Navy. What is your rank?
I'm an E-5, second-class petty officer. I'm an IT, information systems technician, for a command called JMAS Europe, which is support communications over here in the European theater.
So you're at a base. You're not on a ship or anything, huh?
Right. No, we're land-based. We get deployed on land.
And how long have you been in Sicily, man?
I've only been here since December, actually. So.
Okay. Where are you from in the States?
I'm originally from Dallas. I met my wife when I was stationed in California. So I lived there for the past four years. So,
well, hold on for a minute. Rich, can you hold on?
Yes.
Hold on for just a second. Hey, look at Rich. Originally from Dallas and now in Sicily. Is your wife with you there?
Yes, she is.
She is? That's pretty cool. The Navy will let your wife be there, right, bud?
Is she in the Navy, too?
No,
She's not in the Navy?
No.
Well, how does that work?
Never mind how it works, man. He's over there. Hey, Rich, it's good to have you listening to us. We love you guys in the service. If you don't hear that enough, we do. And because I'm in touch with the real people, and you guys are loved, all right? Forget about the rest.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for taking the call.
Forget about the rest of those butt plugs. Okay, brother? Right. Thanks a lot, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it.